Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Buddy Meyer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Moore. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up towards short. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Peckinpah moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm strikes out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Meyer. Ward reaches second base with a double. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ward scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kraus moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock fields it and throws to second for the out. Kraus moves to third. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a pop-up towards short. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy strikes out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Moore and he is out, Rothrock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. One out. Bill Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive towards short. Peckinpah reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a pop-up towards short. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Rothrock scores. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bernie Nays now playing center field. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to third. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus fires to third and picks off Rogel. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Faber hits a line drive towards first. Tote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Roth Rock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clancy moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Falk bunts in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to third. Barrett moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Roth Rock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden is hit by the pitch. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rothrock bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. McFadden moves to second. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McFadden moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Faber bunts towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Krause moves to second. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-1 in the game. Nays hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstad hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground for a single. Reagan moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive towards center. Nays catches it and throws to second to double up Reagan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a line drive towards third. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-3 in the game. Kham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to third. Kham moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. One out. Bill Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-2 in the game. Nays hits a pop-up towards short. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-4 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-3 in the game. Flagstad takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Flagstad moves to third. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Moore and he is out, Reagan applying the tag. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaum. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Kaum steals second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to second. One out. Bill Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleo Carlisle pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Meyer scores. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.